Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji. John Hockenberry is away, but Femi Oke has joined me for this conversation. As you know, Femi, we talked about a new census report this week that says more and more women are not having children, and we were simply flooded, as you know, by responses.
Yeah,
after
tons
we asked,
and tons of them.
After we asked people, how did you make that decision whether or not to have children? It sparked a lot of conversation about the economics of having children, the science of having children, and the cultural issues related to parenthood. And the responses came in our Spinbox line and into our email inbox. And today we're going to continue that conversation. To start, some listeners weren't happy with the language we and the Census Bureau used to describe this shift.
Hi, this is Martha Garvey. I'm calling from Hoboken, New Jersey, and I wanted to say I'm not childless and I'm not child-free because it makes me sound like a diet soda.
How about child light? Martha makes a really good point. A number of our listeners all had that same point to make. Others, like Beth, weighed in on why they've chosen not to have children.
Hi, my name is Beth. I'm calling from Brooklyn. I think it is primarily because I've seen too many of my young friends rushing into it in their early 20s because they think that they're supposed to. And I have seen what you lose because motherhood is a very unselfish act, and I'm far too selfish. So I've purposefully put it off until I've, you know, lived through me, and then I'll have my kids.
Many people talked about that intentional choice. Mm-hmm. And then there was Janet, who says if she knew then what she knows now, she wouldn't have waited so long.
Hello, my name is Janet Griffith, and I'm calling about, I waited to have children. I had my first at 32, and then my last at 42. I wouldn't suggest it because I had difficulties, and at 42, it was traumatic.
You can really hear those personal stories coming forward. People were really personal about the details they were sending us. Nicole wrote onto our website and said that infertility rates are a factor. And she said that delaying motherhood until late 30s and not mentioning the impact of rising infertility rates. So starting at 33, we've been trying for years. And I chose to have a family, but that may not be the ultimate result. So why is infertility the big pink elephant that everyone is busy ignoring? Let's talk about it so that it can be a better experience for thousands of couples.
And there were certainly a number of people who talked about very similar concerns. And many, many listeners said it was just plain too expensive to have children these days. Here's just one of them.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm calling from Brooklyn. I'm single, and I currently can't afford to have a child, and I don't want to intentionally bring into the world a human being that I can't provide for. I hope my circumstances change soon. At the moment, if I wait to pay off my pricey grad school loans before having kids, I'll probably be old enough to be a grandmother, but I hope something happens to change that so I can have my own children. And for now, I'm going to content myself with the bittersweet joy that is watching my friends, my family, and all my loved ones welcome children into their own lives, and I'll continue to be one of the best babysitters around. Thanks.
Thank you, Sarah. Goodness, making me cry there. In the end, one of the most interesting parts of the discussion is about what this trend says about our society. Here's Sarah.
My name is Sarah, and I'm calling from north of Boston. Are these choices a new measure of the economic divide in America today? And finally, what happens to family values when half our society doesn't understand and know the joys and tribulations of parenthood, or how to grow kids into responsible, caring adults?
Lots of things to think about, lots of questions for us to think about. How do you think this new trend of fewer women having children could affect our culture? Give us a call, 877-8-MY-TANK.